Now, the song that you're probably most well known for, Poncho and Lefty, you're just outside of Dallas when you wrote that one.
Uh-huh. 30 miles north of Denton.
Tell us the story about that song, how it came to you.
That song, because of Billy Graham and the Guru Maharaji playing Dallas the same time I did, there were no hotel rooms anywhere around Dallas. And my friend Daniel and I ended up in this run crummy little rundown place with no Coke machine, no TV, no telephone. And it was about 50 miles out of town was the closest we could get, because Billy Graham drew like 500,000 people from all over the world, and the Guru drew like 300,000. So every room within 60 miles of Dallas was taken. And I sat there for 3 days, and we would drive, had a three-day gig, and we'd drive into Dallas and play the gig, drive back to this hotel room. And about the second or third day, I decided what I'm going to do is sit down in this chair and write a song, and I'm not going to move, which wasn't terribly difficult because there was nowhere to move to. You know, I could get up and walk out and take a look at the bullfrog in the broken swimming pool. And I sat there for about 3 or 4 hours, and through the window, that line, first line, came. Living on the road, my friend, was going to keep you free and clean. And then something took over. That's another one of the ones I was talking about. The only conscious thought, particular thought I had about that song was, it's not about Pancho Villa. I knew that for a fact. Other than that, it just kind of came. I added the last verse. I went in the second night and played it at the Rubiot Club, and my friend, late friend B.W. Stevenson, was there, and he was a good friend of mine, and he sat there and listened to us. I said, "Hey, B.W., here's a new song," because he was about the only one in the audience. Everybody else was either Billy Graham or the Guru, and I played it. He said, "Yeah, man, that's a good song, but I don't think it's finished." Okay, so the next day I wrote the third verse, and it kind of came to also.
Had you been carrying the characters Poncho and Lefty around in your head?
No, not before that day. I'd never thought of either one.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye, sank into your dreams. Well, Pancho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Oh, there ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Well, the poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. And now he's growing old. A few great federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong. Out of kindness, I suppose. A few great federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong. Out of kindness, I suppose. Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I don't even know the reason why. But I guess I keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die. All one time, friends, I had a ma, even had a pa. Well, he beat her with a belt once, cause she cried. She told him to take care of me, headed down to Tennessee. Well, it's easier than just a waiting around to die. Came age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. Oh, she cleaned me out and hit it on the sly. Well, I tried to kill the pain, I bought some wine and hopped a train. Seemed easier than just a waiting around to die. Then a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother did we fly. But the posse caught up with me and drug me back to Muskogee. And it's 2 long years of waiting around to die. Oh, but now I'm out of prison, I got me a friend at last. He don't drink or steal or cheat or lie. Oh, his name's Codeine, he's the nicest thing I've seen. Well, together we're gonna wait around and die. Yeah, together we're gonna wait around and die.
If I had a nickel dipping green in ocean, I drink it dry and lay me down dissatisfied. Restless tongue to classify, all born to grow and grown to die.
Full of rain, the sky's coming down again. I get so tired of these same old blues, the same old song. And baby, it won't be long till I'll be tied on my flying shoes. Flying shoes till I'll be tied on my flying shoes. Spring on this side, Summer had to be satisfied before the feeling that I just can't lose. I'd like to stay, maybe watch a winter day turn the green water to white and blue. Flying shoes, flying shoes, till I'll be tied on my flying shoes.
Seeking favors for a dime a day and a place to stay. Oh, she turned them hands to labor. Ah, but times were hard, jobs were few.
Miguel, what's the only source for Latin?
all through Tecumseh Valley. But she asked around and the job she found, tending bar for Gypsy Sally. Get back home when the spring replaced the winter, but her dreams were denied, her pa died, word come down for Spencer. Took to whoring out on the streets with all the lust inside her, and many a man returned again just to lay himself beside her. They found her down beneath the stairs that'll lead to Gypsy Sally's, and her hand when she died was a note to cry, fare thee well to Tecumseh Valley.
I have three lullabies. I wrote one for a full-grown woman. It didn't work. She divorced me. And I wrote one for money for a guy called up, and he said, we need some guy from Sugar Hill Records. Said, "We need. I'm putting together a record of lullabies. And, you know, if you've been involved with Sugar Hill and you're a dad, you can put one on it." And I said, "Well, you know, if it's a good enough record, nobody's ever going to hear side B because they'll be asleep." I said, "I'm not sure if I really have any lullabies." And he said, "Well, there's some money in it." I said, "Oh, I got one. I got a good one." And I set the alarm clock at 4 o'clock. I had it written by 9 o'clock. I had it in the mail by 10 o'clock, and it got to him by noon. And this is my third one. And this is a genuine lullaby. This is for actually made to put a screaming 3-year-old. Four, huh? Kidding. But this is called Katie Bell. There's no deeper blue in the ocean that lies as deep as the blue of your laughing eyes. No sweeter sound than your gentle sigh. No heart was ever so pure. So dream pretty dreams, touch beautiful things, let all the skies surround you. Swim with the swans and believe that upon some beautiful dawn, love will find you. Come someday, I'm bound away, wind and wings on the water. Oh, whatever may, you must stay and remain my beautiful daughter. There's no deeper blue in the ocean that lies as deep as the blue of your laughing eyes. No sweeter sand than your gentle sigh. Good night, Katie Bell. Good night. Thank you, everyone.
A lot of your songs were just beautiful love songs. What was the inspiration for If I Needed You? Where'd that song come from?
Well, it is a pretty simple song. A lot of people play it at weddings, I found out. And it so happens that that song is unique in the fact that it's the only song that I ever wrote in my sleep. I was dead asleep. And it was kind of a weird sleep. I was living with... staying with Guy Clark and Susanna Clark in this little teeny house over in East Nashville. And somebody got the flu, and so we immediately, all three of us, had the flu. And we were getting a bottle of codeine cough syrup every day and splitting it three ways. And we had to draw straws who walked up to the corner, which was about a quarter of a mile, to the drugstore, because Guy's VW didn't run as usual, to get the cough syrup, and I always lost, it seems like. They were looking at Tennessee, they were looking at me like scum of the earth because I was buying this codeine cough syrup, you know, and I was coughing, my eyes were running. I mean, if anybody ever needed it, and they still looked at me like scum of the earth. But anyway, so my sleep was just saturated with these technicolor dreams, most vivid dreams you can imagine. And I was laying on my little bed. It was a little kind of storeroom, and it was a mattress on the floor with a little light beside it. And I always had a pad and a pencil there and some books and stuff, and my guitar was against the wall. And I was sleeping one night, and I had a dream, and I dreamt that I was, you know, a traveling folk singer, and I was up in front of these people, and I sang this song, and it was If I Needed You. And it was so intense that it woke me up, and I reached over and turned on the light and wrote down the words. There's three verses to that song, and then the first verse is repeated. And I knew the guitar part had been so clear that I didn't even get off the mattress and go get my guitar. I remembered it, and I just went back to sleep. And in the morning, we all got up, kind of had coffee and stuff like that. And after that, I said, hey, Guy, listen to this song. And I played If I Needed You with the guitar part. It's never been changed. I played it right the first time. And, you know, and he said, man, that's a beautiful song. That's yours? I said, yep. He said, when did you write it? Last night. And I said, no, man, you went to sleep before we did. You couldn't get up. And it was like, no, I wrote it in my sleep, and I wrote it down. I woke up long enough to write it down. It's like, wow, that's amazing, man. That's a good one. I talked to you You know, my first thought was, man, I gotta get some more of that codeine cough syrup. I thought about walking in and telling the doctor that I just have an open-ended prescription for codeine cough syrup because I needed to make a living, you know. Right, I figured, well, that probably wouldn't fly. I had to change, Larry, one line in that song. You know where it goes, ladies with me now.
Since I showed her how.
Since I showed her how to lay her lily hand in mine. Well, that line in the dream was, she lowed like a cow when I showed her how. And I sent it off to New York, and they kind of called back to the publishing company, and it was kind of, Towns, that's a beautiful song, but, I mean, lowed like a cow, you don't think that's a bit much? Well, okay.
Probably my favorite rendition of that fantastic song, If I Needed You. That's Ivor from, what is it, the Faroe Islands?
Mm-hmm.
With Bill Bourne there. What else did we hear in there? I was so busy digging all that stuff, I wasn't even paying attention to what we played. We played Steve Earle before that? No. We played... oh, boy. We played Katie Bell. From a great album called Together at the Bluebird Cafe, recorded live, Towns Van Zandt, Steve Earle, and Guy Clark all together. Fantastic record. Before that, we heard Steve Earle doing a great, great rendition of Tecumseh Valley. We heard Lyle Lovett doing Flying Shoes. We heard Rex's Blues, the gorgeous, gorgeous version by Jay Farrar and Kelly Willis. And a few from Towns himself, Waiting Around to Die, and the great Poncho and Lefty. And I just never get tired of Towns Van Zandt. It's been 10 years, I guess, since he's been gone. But with songs like that, I guess he'll never darn well be forgotten, will he? Better not be. You got nothing to say today, do you?
I'm a mute.
Yeah, you have a lot of help. That's great on the radio. It's really great. Anyways, it's also, tomorrow is also the anniversary, of course, of the great Hank Williams' death. He died in 1953 on his way to a show. And so we gotta play some Hank as well. Here's a classic from Hank. And on a day like this, it's probably appropriate, because maybe if you go outside, you'll have one of these for sure. A Cold, Cold Heart.
I try so hard, my dear, to show that you were my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? You'll never know how much it hurts to see you sit and cry. You know you need and want my love, yet you're afraid to try. Why do you run and hide from life? To try it just ain't smart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep. But sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
mine someday and crave the love you threw away. The time will come when you'll be blue, your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My fishing pole's broke, the creek is full of sand. My woman run away with another man. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My distant uncle passed away and left me quite a batch. And I was living high until the fatal day. A lawyer proved I wasn't born, I was only hatched. Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. And brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heads or tails. I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow, 'cause nothing's ever gonna be all right no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
Sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long when time crawling by. The moon just went behind a cloud to hide its face and cry. Thank you.
Did you ever hear a robin weep when leaves begin to die? That means he's lost the will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. The silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry.
We met in the springtime when blossoms unfold. The pastures were green and the meadows were gold. Our love was in flower as summer grew on. A love like the leaves has withered and gone. The roses have faded, there's frost at my door. The birds in the morning don't sing anymore. The grass in the valley is started to die, and out in the darkness the whippoorwills cry. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man, oh Lord, if you hear me, please hold to my hand. Oh, please understand. Where has she gone to? Oh, where can she be? She may have forsaken some other like me. She promised to honor, to love and obey. Each vow was a plaything that she threw away. The darkness is falling, the sky has turned gray. Starting to bay. I wonder what she's thinking of. Forsaken, forgotten, without any love. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man. Oh Lord, if you hear me, please hold to my hand. Oh, please understand. Please understand.
You're listening to Mary Gauthier on BBC Radio 3. It's the end of her UK tour, but she's still found the time and the energy to come and see us before she disappears off to Scandinavia. Mary Gauthier, very nice to see you again here on BBC Radio 3. Thanks very much for coming in. How's it gone?
Oh, it's been a real nice tour. It's been a real nice tour, but I am starting to see double. Different town every night. Yeah, it's been a lot of driving and a lot of miles behind me in the last 3 weeks.
Does touring cease, or travelling cease, to be a source of inspiration? Does it just become a drag after a while?
What happens is kind of odd. You start to, mentally become deranged. And things that you would
normally... You should have told me this before we said you could stay at our house.
That wild look in my eye should have warned you. I know. You got small children there. No, the normal things of everyday human priorities shift. Like, I don't sometimes know what town I'm in, and I don't even bother to ask because I'm not going to be there long enough. Why memorize it? You know, sometimes I don't understand the money of the country I'm in, but I just rely on the kindness of strangers to just give me proper change instead of trying to count it back and make sense of what it means. I forget things that are important in hotel rooms, like my clothes, my cowboy boots, you know. It's things get real upside down. It becomes a very unreal day-to-day existence.
But it's still ever stimulating, is it?
It sure gives you a chance to see the world and meet people that's it's unparalleled. It's just fantastic opportunity to get around and get paid to do it. I love it, but you get stupid in the end.
You mentioned that you did cover versions, and I was kind of surprised to hear that, because your stuff is so intensely personal. I found it, you know, the idea of you singing somebody else's songs a little odd.
Well, there's a lot of songs out there that I wish I would have written.
Go on, do us one then.
And that's usually the reason I'll cover a song.
Go on, then.
Is because I think, oh man, that one was going by and somebody else grabbed it before I had a chance to. Here's an old one that I wasn't even born when it was written, but I love it. I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost, for a life of sin I have paid the cost. When I walk by, all the people say, there goes a fool on the lost highway. It's a deck of cards, it's a jug of wine, and a lover's lies make a life like mine. The day we met, I went astray, started rolling down lost highway. Now boys, don't start your rambling round on this road of sin. Are you trouble bound? Take my advice or you'll curse the day highway. I was just a lad, nearly 22, neither good nor bad. I'm a lot like you, but now I'm lost, too late to pray. I am a fool on the lost highway. Yes, I am a fool on the lost highway.
Riding on the 9, headed south toward Carolina. I heard that lonesome whistle blow. I got in trouble, had to roam. I left my gal and left my home. I heard that lonesome whistle blow. Yes, the gal acting smart. I went and broke my baby's heart. I guess I was too young to know. I'll never see that gal of mine. I'm in Georgia doing time. Heard that lonesome whistle blow. I've been locked here in this cell. Now my body's just a shell.
chain, I heard that lonesome whistle blow. Yes, the girl acting smart, I went and broke my baby's heart. I guess I was too young to know. I never see that gal of mine, I'm in Georgia doing time. I heard that lonesome whistle blow. Shame, I'm a number, not a name. I heard that lonesome whistle blow. Sitting in here all night, now my black hair's turning white. I heard that lonesome whistle blow. They picked me off that Georgia main, locked me to a ball and chain. I heard that lonesome whistle blow. And all I do is sit and cry while an evening train rolls by. I heard that lonesome whistle blow. Yes, sir, girl, I'm acting smart. I went and broke my baby's heart. I guess I was too young to know. I'll never see that gal of mine. I'm in Georgia doing time. I heard that lonesome whistle blow. I heard that lonesome, heard that lonesome, heard that lonesome, heard that lonesome, heard that, heard that, heard that, heard that.
Hi, this is Fred Eaglesmith. You're listening to Tell the Band Go Home, and you should tell the band to go home because they always will eat your food when you leave the house to go to work and you leave them there. Tell them to go home. 101.5 FUMFM.
FM. 40 miles.